Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank each and every one of you for listening to the program, and we hope that the program gives you some encouragement, encourages you in whatever task you're about to take on. I'm just asking you to just trust God. He have a plan for everyone's life. And just wait patiently on him, and he will come through for you. We're going to have a short prayer, and we're going to get right into the lesson. Our Father in heaven, God Almighty, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my hope when all hope is gone, you that bright morning star, you that rose of Sharon, you that King of kings, you the great physician, you the good shepherd, you all and so much more. You, God, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shiloh, Jehovah, just Jehovah God all by yourself. I just thank God. I just worship him in spirit and in truth. He's a mighty God. He's a merciful God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. He's a long-suffering God. And he will give you joy in the midst of all our situations, no matter what we're going through. We know we can look to the hills from whence coming all our help. We know that all our help comes from the Lord. You can trust God. He will never let you down. He will never disappoint you. He's right on time. He's the only time God. He might not come when we want him, but he's right on time. You cannot hurry, God. You just have to wait patiently for him to come through for you, and he will come through for you no matter what storm you're going through, that he will take you through the storm. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's there all the time, no matter where you are or what you're doing. He is there. I'm asking him to bless those that are in the nursing home and incarcerated and in the hospital. Some don't know the right hand from the left. Regulate our mind, Lord, so we can do your perfect and your will, Lord God. Please have mercy on me. Have mercy on me according to your loving kindness, according to thy multitude, thy tender mercy. Blot out all of my transgression. Wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is forever before me. Created in me, O God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lord, I come to realize that I cannot do anything without you. I need you every minute, every hour, and every second of the day. Lord, I just thank you for being God Almighty. I thank you for being patient with me. I thank you for being long-suffering with me. I thank you because you didn't give up on me. I thank you for my salvation. I thank you for Jesus that came down through 42 generations and died on an old rugged cross just for the sins of the world. He became sin that we became. He became sin that we may be made the righteousness of God. And I thank God for that. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway. He seen our faults, and he had to come down and redeem us back to God. And I thank him for it from the bottom of my heart, because we was a lost world without end. But he did what he had to do. He obeyed God, his Father, and did his holy and righteous will. He came into a mean and unfriendly world just to die for us. And I thank God for that today. Because if it had not been for him on my side, where would I be right now? But he was there for me when I was right and when I was wrong. He was there. And I know he's going to chastise me for my wrongdoing. I just ask him to please have mercy upon me. And I know he will have mercy because he is a just God. I thank him for his grace. I thank him for his mercy. I just thank him for everything. Lord God Almighty, I just thank you. I thank you and I thank you, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We're talking today about a surrender heart. Now, when we talk about surrender, a surrender heart is one that submits to God to give in. God don't want part of us. He wants all of us. To have a surrender heart, you must have a heart of worship. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Romans 6:13 tells us, neither yield your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, meaning sin nature, but yield yourself unto God as those who are alive from the dead. We are to yield ourselves to Christ and the cross. That alone guarantees victory over sin. Don't we want victory over sin if we yield ourselves to Christ and the cross and what he did on the cross? As those who are alive from the dead, we have been raised with Christ in the newness of life, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. Do what is right. Obey God. Don't give up. Have faith. For sin should not have dominion over you. Shouldn't have power over you. Sin shouldn't. We're not in the flesh. Paul said there's nothing good in the flesh. And there's nothing good that dwells in the flesh. And let's not get in the flesh, but let's be spiritual minded. For you are not under the law. We're no more under the law, but we are under grace. Give yourself to God. Surrender your whole being to him to be used for righteous purpose. Let's surrender our whole self to God. A heart of worship is a surrender heart. We don't worship God when things are just going good, when we have money, a home, good health, and children are doing fine. But worship him when things are not good. When you're going through, praise your way through. Worship God anyway, because he's there. And realize that he will take you through any situation that you into. Your kids, don't give up on them. Pray for them. Pray for your grandkids. Pray for your husband. And wife, pray for her husband, and husband, pray for wife. Don't give up. There's so many divorces that are going on in the lane. Don't give up. We can't endure nothing. We can't take nothing. We are microwave Christian. We want a quick fix on everything. We don't want to go through nothing. But on this Christian journey, you are going to go through something. When we are broke, don't know how we're going to pay out a rent, our car payment, our health is failing. We worship him because of who he is, knowing that he will bring you through any situation that you get yourself in. God wants us to worship him out of a pure and a clean and a sincere heart. God don't want you coming any kind of way, broke down, in any kind of way. He wants you to come to him with a humble spirit. Worship him. Pray. Fast. Do what you need to do to form a close relationship with God. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. There are three barriers that block our being totally surrendered to God. And it is fear. We fear God. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but a power and that of a sound mind. Our pride, we lift it up in pride. We high-minded. Can't nobody tell us nothing. We know everything. And confusion. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy, I just read it to you, said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear has torment in it, and you are not made perfect when you are fearful. James 4:6 said, God resisted the proud, but give it grace unto the humble. We got to humble ourselves. We got to come down to earth. Don't exalt yourself. Let God exalt you. If you exalt yourself, you shall be abased. Exaltation comes from God. God will exalt you in his appointed time. Don't want what somebody else got. Don't want to be like nobody else. Be what the person that God made you to be. Confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. When you see a lot of confusion, God is not in it, but of peace, quietness. Confusion is not a God, but of Satan. That's what it is. When a lot of confusion be going on, it's nothing but the enemy, Satan. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The more you realize how much God loves us, the easier it is to your surrender. Do you know how much God loves us, what he gave up just for us, what his son went through just for us? He didn't have to die on that cross. He didn't have to be whipped. A crown of thorns pressed down on his tender brow. He didn't have to go through all of that. But he did it out of love for us so that we might have a right to the tree of life. To surrender is to trust him. The more we realize how much God loves us, it is easy to surrender. I just said that. God has a plan for your life. He forgives you. He is patient with you. God loves you unconditional and more than you can imagine. We cannot imagine the love that God has for us. Can nothing separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? The greatest expression of love is the sacrifice that God made in giving his son. An obedient heart is a surrender heart. If God is going to do his deepest work in you, we'll begin with this, to give it to God, your past regret, your present, your problem. You can't solve them no way, so you might as well give it to God. Your future, your ambitions, your fears, your dream, your weakness, your habits, your hurt, and your hang-up. But Jesus Christ put him in the driver's seat of your life. Take your hand off the steering wheel. Don't be afraid. Nothing under God control can ever be out of control. Give it to God. That's what it's telling you, to give all your problems, your hurt, and whatever. Give it to God. Your hang up, give it to God. Master by Christ, you can handle anything. We got to learn that on this journey, we're going to suffer, and we got to deny ourselves. If we want to follow Christ, we got to deny ourselves. Sometimes you have to separate yourself even from your family. But you have to do what Christ tells you to do. What the word tell you to do. Obey his word. Believe his word. Trust his word. Pray his word. And we will be a better people. We got to move self out of the way. Let go of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what Paul said. We cannot surrender by ourselves, but with the help of our aid, the Holy Spirit, it will lead you and guide you and teach you and keep you. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. But if you don't want to be kept, he's not going to keep you. You have to want to on this journey. You have to realize what Christ gave and what he gave up just for us. Can you imagine the love that he had for us? We can't even imagine it.
He help us. He'll never let you down. We can cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. He know that the burden is going to get so hard that we're not able to bear. So that's why we must cast it up on him and let him bear it for us. Because he is a burden bearer. Samuel, David, Peter, and Paul surrender. Paul surrender on the Master's road. Jesus surrender on an old rugged cross when he said, Father, it is finished. Jesus is my rock, my sword, and my shield. My rock in a weary land, rock of all ages. He's the light of the world, the great physician, the burden bearer, the heavy load carrier, the good shepherd, and the soul winner. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel. The Lord is my shepherd, the light of my life, my mind regulator, my heart fixer, my sin bearer, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the Lamb of God. Jesus, King of Glory. Pardon me right there. King of Glory. Trying to get a horse here on this message. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I can do all things. Then he said, all things work together for the good of them that love the God and them who are called according to his purpose. We're going to go to Isaiah 6 and 5 and 9. And I'm going to read 5 through the 9th verse. Then say I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Some of us don't admit that we are sinners. We are saved by grace. Some of us are so holy, can't nobody tell us nothing. But your life speak for itself. The life you live speak for itself. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And I read that for a purpose of reading it again. Then flew one of the seraphim to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth. 1 minute. And said, and this is touch his lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. God can do anything but fail. If you're a sinner, he can save you. And he will save you. If you him to save you, he will save you. And he will keep you. Like I said before, he will keep you if you want to be kept. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom should I send and who will go for us? Then said, I, here am I. Send me. That's when Isaiah surrendered unto the Lord. Here I am. Send me. I go. Who all can say that to God? Send me. I go. If you want me to go, Lord, send me and I go. I will surrender my whole being to you. I am not myself, but you that dwells in me. You have changed me. You have changed my mind. You have changed my way of thinking. You have changed my talk. You have changed where I walk at. You have changed everything in my life. And, Lord, I will go for you. No matter what you tell me, I will obey you because I trust you. You're not going to tell me nothing wrong. That's the kind of man we got to have. We got to learn to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lead not to our own understanding. Then we got to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct your path. He will show you what to do. He will show you how to do it. But we got to have faith in him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must have faith. We walk by sight, some of us, and not by faith. You can't see what God's going to do. You ask him to do something, you might not see it, but he is going to come through and do it in his appointed time. God have an appointed time for all of us to do what need to be good, do. He wants to do a good work in us, but we won't let him because we so hard-headed, we so stiff-necked, we so rebellious. We won't do what the word tells us to do. If we did what the word tells us to do, God will bless us, but he's not going to bless you until you surrender all. Give him your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Give it all to God. Love thy neighbor as ourselves. That's when we are surrendering. When we obey God's word, then we are surrendering to him, saying, Lord, whatever in the word that you tell me to do, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to obey your word. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, I'm going to obey you because you said for me to do it, and that settles it. When we surrender, we should give God all. He deserved the best. We have to give him the best that we can give him. That is our all. And all. We expect so much from God, but we give him so little from us. A surrender is one that is born again. One filled with the Holy Spirit. That's when we surrender to him. One that is humble. One that loves the Lord. One that loves his neighbor as thyself. God, I will surrender to you because I know what you can do for me. You might not understand when God tells you something to do, but trust his plan for you. My plan is to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and give you a future. The plan that God has for us. We miss out on our blessing. And how we miss out? Not obeying the word of God. We will call our blessing to be delayed. If we do what God asks us to do, he will bless you. He got so many blessings for us. Just for the needed. I don't know about you, but I stand in need of his blessing. I stand in need of him blessing my health, my finances, my ministry. I need him to do that. So I'm going to do in order to attain what I need from God. I must be obedient to his word. In the appointed time, he will come through for me. He will heal my body, my mind, and everything. Some nights I lay awake all night long, cannot go to sleep. And I know sooner or later, excuse me, he's going to regulate my mind and give me peace that surpasses all understanding. We got to be like Job. Even though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Then he said, all my appointed time I'm going to wait until my change comes. In chapter 42 of Job, tells us how God blessed him more in his latter days than from the beginning. You know why? Because Job didn't give up. Job acknowledged that it was God. It was a test from God, and God put us through different tests. He tests us that we are going to hold out, whether or not we're going to hold out and endure. Some of us, we don't want to endure nothing. We don't want to go through nothing. We think everything is a bed of roses, but it's not. You're going to suffer on this journey. You're going to have to give up things on this journey. On this journey, you got to pray your way through on this journey. You got to worship him in the good time and the bad time, because he's God all by himself. And he can do anything but fail. Some of us, we don't have confidence in him that he would come through for us. We give up. We cry. We moaning. We complaining. And we don't trust God. The worst thing you can do is not trust God. God made you. You his children. He will never let you down. He will never fail you. You put more confidence in man than you do God. He said, do not put confidence in man, because man will let you down. Man is in the flesh, and he will let you down. But God will never let you down, because he loved you too much, and he's not going to let you down. You might not have money today, but sooner or later, if you obey God, he's going to come through. All his blessing that he has, he will bless you with it. If you only surrender to God. Some of us, you mentioned church, Tom, and man, they'll be about to fight you. You go out and witness to people. Tell them about the goodness of God. Tell them what God can do, that God can save them if they want to be saved. Sometimes it falls on deaf ear, but you still tell people the gospel, that he died and he arose with all power in his hand. He didn't have to die. He didn't have to leave his royal home in glory, but he said, I'll go down and pay the price for man. The prophet, most of them, they couldn't do it. Moses couldn't do it. Joshua, he couldn't do it. He was fearful. Moses was a murderer. He was a murderer, but he was a man of God on heart. Elijah, he couldn't do it. He was scary. He couldn't do it. None of the prophets was able to do it. But there was a man that was able to do it, and that man was Jesus Christ. He was able to pay the price for our sins. He became sin that we may be made the righteousness of God. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are nobody. Without him, we will surely fail. And just remember, a surrender heart is obedient heart. One that submits to God. That's what also a surrender heart is. One that submits to God to give in. Lord God, I'm going to do what you want me to do regardless of the circumstance. I'm going to obey you. May God bless you and may God keep you. And remember, it's all in the word. God bless.